So I was like, yo, I think this is a great time to actually do a challenge.
Facts.
And by challenge, it's not like, hey, challenge us. It's a challenge to see who wins these tickets.
Right, exactly. I love it. You took one of my topics, but it's perfect. Segue right into it. So I guess I just want to ask, like, what are your thoughts on, I'll ask it two different ways. Like, what are your thoughts on challenges? Like, not a challenge y'all put on, but if someone were to say, like, drop a freestyle and just be like, yo, respond to this. This is me responding. This is me, you know what I'm saying? And like back and forth like that, as opposed to like a diss in Christian hip hop. You think there's a difference? You think either of them is like acceptable?
I
not gonna lie. So when I was younger, I would say like, you know how we all go through this identity crisis type thing when we're younger?
That's good.
Yeah, kind of. Like you don't want to be like
these friends, indie friends.
Oh, okay.
So
do wonders like AI anomalies.
I know that, right? Saga, who was on,
rap on the same beats. You're definitely more lyrical. So like you're not.
I actually knew a guy in Miami that he was going to the same
show. And I tweeted like last week that someday I'm going to have a song with him. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. Yo, what up, everybody? This is Mr. Rel, and this is the Mr. Rel Show. This is season 2. I think we're on episode 7. And every episode I say I got a special guest, but this one I think is a super special guest. It's my guy, DJ Michael V, bro. How you doing?
In the spots to be.
What up, Mitch? How are you, man? I'm good, bro. I appreciate you taking the time out, representing the new indie tribe is what people call it. So first off, I just want to start just congrats to y'all. Y'all been getting congrats, but like not enough, if that makes sense. So like for real congrats, like from a indie artist, like it's huge. I've had a ton of conversations with friends about this. Like it's a huge deal, I think, to see indie guys from our space doing so much, so well at like a high level. So just congrats to y'all. Every time y'all get on a big playlist, every time y'all get even like a mainstream like recognition, I think that's super dope and good for the genre as a whole. So congrats.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's been really crazy, bro. I literally have been talking to people about this like last couple of days, and it's like when we made Upper Hand, it was like we had no idea it was gonna go this crazy,
right?
It was accolades wise,
right? That's what I think, just making good music kind of does that, and then of course God handles the rest. So speaking of indie, right, I feel like it's important, like in indie tribe, I feel like the tribe part's important, but like indie, I feel like holds a lot of weight. So why is it like important for indie to be highlighted, and why is it important that like all of y'all are indie and that it's an indie collective?
So funny enough, indie tribe never meant independent artist tribe. Really? It originally meant like independent of the status quo, independent of, you know what I'm saying? Like stuff like, you know, along those lines of like being separated from the world and being independent of the things that the world brings onto us.
Right.
Then it just kind of, after Solar by Dill, it kind of formed into indie. He kind of pressed into like the indie artist vibe. Right. And yeah, man, I think the importance of it is to just show that it doesn't always take a major to help. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just with some organic fans and people that rock with you and a small team, I think anything is possible, especially if you've built something up enough, it'll definitely show and reap its benefits.
Facts. So, from my point of view and others, it kind of already felt like you were in Indie Tribe. So, like, when it got announced, it was kind of like, okay, so they really only added one numero, because it was like, I was kind of like, what? Michael V is basically indie tribe, but like, why did it take so long for you to like officially, I guess, be part of the group?
Man, I don't know, man. I'm about to call Dill right now and ask, bro. The question of the year. I'm playing. I think why it took so long is because I didn't really get into my artist bag until like 2018, 2017, to where I was really taking it serious and dropping songs and stuff like that. So I think once I started getting recognition like that and kind of building my own brand to where I can sustain myself and help bring other indie artists up and stuff like that, he was like kind of like, oh, okay. Like, because Indie Tribe is like, it's not... it's for indie artists, you know what I'm saying? Right. So until I kind of prove myself in a way of like, oh, you actually take music serious and you make good music,
right?
And okay, you're in Indie Tribe. But right, I've been around Indie Tribe and involved in it since its inception. So
right,
I mean, yeah, I don't know, I don't understand why, but hey, we're here now. We're not looking back, we're looking forward. You feel
exactly
me?
So skipping forward, so y'all have the Holy Smoke Festival, right? That's coming up. So I'm gonna be there.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
of course. So how long was that in the works, and like, why was it, was it something you were like, we have to do this festival, or was it something that just kind of like a random idea that was thrown out, or was it like originally part of the plan, if that makes sense?
So I know Dill and Mowgli, before they added us, they had been talking about a Tribe Fest or an Indie Fest, mm-hmm, for a minute. And it wasn't until we did Upper Hand, we was like, yo, we could actually like make something shake. Mm-hmm. And when we were leading up to the album, it became more of a serious thing, to where it's like, yo, we'll put some money up, we'll do it, it'll be small. And then Upper Hand just blew up, and it right, became like the festival in our eyes became way bigger at that time, as far right, as like, okay, this can act, this is actually plausible and doable. So why not make a whole weekend dedicated to independent artists, like right, big, small, medium, whatever platform, like let's all gather together, support each other, have stuff for people, and literally like let it be like a networking event mode, like, or an event where we can all come and kind of like let each other kind of shine, you know what I'm saying? Like meet people and talk to people, and who knows, man, like hell, like maybe even somebody else could start the next Indie Tribe meeting Facts, at the tribe. Like,
Facts. Yeah, I think I did. I heard y'all talk about how like y'all all met at like different events. So that's kind of how, I mean, and all like the peers I have in Christian hip hop, you meet at events or you meet on like Twitter. Yeah. So it'd be cool if people say, oh, I met at that Holy Smoke Fest and now we made this new group, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
So very dope. So y'all have, speaking of the festival, y'all put on the Make It Clear challenge, right?
Yeah.
For me, I'm addicted to all things rap contest. Like I even said, I was like, I don't know if I
do it. I heard about you through the the KB joint.
Yep. That's exactly why I do them all. So I already dropped mine. But what, yeah, I guess, made you want to do this? Because I think the thing that's really dope about it is it's kind of giving, you know, indie guys like to get a chance to kind of get heard or seen. So it's like, oh yeah, drop one of the beats so that I can like show what I could do on it. What made you come up with the contest?
So when I was talking to Tribal Council, I was like, yo, no Instagram challenges for Tribal Council.
Right.
I'm like, we're not, this beat is like us. Y'all not touching this beat. Like this is, that's it. Like, but I was like, yo, it'd be dope to kind of see what talent is out there, gauge the talent of the soundscape, but also give people an opportunity to show off what they got and win tickets to the festival. Because like if you enter and you win, you get 2 tickets to the festival for both days. And you are included in the cypher that we have that weekend with all the artists involved, like a BET cypher, right, but it's not. It's the Tribe cypher.
Right.
But like, I think those are 2 great opportunities for indie artists to be involved in that, get eyes on them when we drop the video for the cypher and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And also just being there, being able to connect with people, meeting people you've seen online in person for the first time, whatever. But the intention behind it was to definitely gauge talent and allow people to feel like they're involved in a way, as far as like, oh, yo, like what? They dropped let us have the instrumental and all right, that stuff like this. So I thought it was a great way to engage our audience, engage other indie artists and kind of show each other and show the space, who's out there, and you know what I'm saying, who's dope, who's not, you know what I'm saying? There's a couple people who like did it that are like, there's other people that are like, that did it and I was like, all
right,
cool.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, it's all good. I mean, it was just so conveniently after, there was like a big hubbub about,
yep,
I said hubbub, what the heck, about like this. About like diss tracks and stuff right, like that, and everybody's throwing stuff around. So I was like, yo, I think this is a great time to actually do a challenge.
Facts.
And by challenge, it's not like, hey, challenge us, it's a challenge to see who wins these tickets.
Right, exactly. I love it. You took one of my topics, but it's perfect. Segue right into it. So I guess I just want to ask, like, what are your thoughts on, I'll ask it 2 different ways. Like, what are your thoughts on challenges? Like, not a challenge y'all put on, but if someone were to say, like drop a freestyle and just be like, yo, respond to this. This is me responding. This is me, you know what I'm saying? And like back and forth like that, yeah. As opposed to like a diss in Christian hip hop. You think there's a difference? You think either of them is like acceptable?
I think diss tracks are unacceptable within our space, mm-hmm. because, and by diss, I mean like, yo, F your mom, right. You stink. Like, I'm gonna pull up on you and rip your jaw off. Like, right. Diss tracks is just, there's no room for that.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get busy with either or, like, you know what I'm saying? But inherently in the space as a whole, when all eyes are on us, mm-hmm. that's not wise.
Yeah.
Challenge, like, telling, like, showing people you could rap, I'm all for it, bro. Like, people going back and forth, I'm all for it. I think where the issue lies is when somebody drops a diss, mm-hmm. labels it a diss,
yeah.
markets it as a diss, mm-hmm. and tweets about it as it's a diss, and they want over it. Like, they're literally yearning for a response.
Right.
And I'm like, there's no point. Like, yeah. there's no logical reason why there would be a response. I would waste money responding. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. There's nothing captivating. So yeah. the difference between the two is very large. And I had a conversation with somebody on Twitter about it, and they was like, oh nah, it's not a diss track, it's a challenge track. And I'm like, fam, are we like, first of all, are we that Christian to where it's like, oh no, are we that oblivious? Yeah. There's no way we can be that dumb.
Right.
Like, there's people got to be smarter than that. But I think challenges as far as like what we're doing and what you've done and others have done, I think it's dope. But like, when it comes to like disses and then challenges at people who maybe you don't know, it gets sticky. Because mm-hmm. it's like, if you don't know somebody, they don't know your intentions.
Exactly.
You don't know theirs. So it's like, from the outside looking in, if Mitch Durrell is like, yo, Michael, yeah. and I'm like, I never met you. This is the first time that I'm hearing about you. When you coming at me mad crazy, I'm yeah. like, my man, I don't rock with you off rip, because you coming at me a different type of way. But if it's like people know each other and they're like, like, oh, lit, go crazy. I love it. I love the competition aspect as far as like competing and showing bars. But when it comes to like throwing punches up, is weird. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird when you throw punches up. They yeah. don't really land. You know what I'm saying? So you got to punch straight. Like, you got to punch what's in front of you. You feel me?
I feel you. Well, I appreciate it. No, I completely agree with you. And that's why I like that y'all put on the challenge, because I've been in Christian hip hop for probably almost 4 or 5 years. And like, crazy. The number one complaint when you're younger and starting out is like, like the big guys aren't checking for us. They're never going to listen to any. Let me spam their DMs. You know what I'm saying? The reason I literally give like probably 75% of the credit of me gradually like gaining any type of like momentum in this space to doing challenges. So it's like, the number one reason I tell people is like, do the challenge, because they have to listen to it. Like, they're putting it on. They're going to, even if it's only once, they're going to listen to you. So if you got an issue, if you feel like, oh, I'm just being slept on, which is the number one thing artists say is, oh, I'm slept on, then if they're putting on a challenge, give the best verse you can possibly have, be like undeniably good. And whether you win or not, they at least have heard you rap, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, there's no lose in situations, to be mm-hmm. honest.
Facts.
The people that put up challenges, listen to you, they check you out and stuff like that. But something you said is just very, like, I used to have it and I'm glad I got out of it when I was coming up. But it's very much like, oh, these people ain't checking for us. Like, mm-hmm. oh, these people. And I'm just like, man, it's a very prideful and arrogant way to look at things. It's
right.
Like, why aren't they paying attention to me? Like, I am this. And it's just like, fam, like, I'm trying to pay my bills, bro. The last thing I'm worried about is you rapping at me, fam.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot, bro. It's a lot.
I feel you. So, last little, like, parallel to this topic, because you tweeted this, I think, a week ago. So you were talking about, and we've had this conversation a couple times, about politics and Christian hip hop.
Yeah.
You got some pushback that I feel is unfair. So I'll give my little stance on it. I feel like inherently there's politics in everything, just because people have biases and there's corporations that this and the other. I don't think that, to your point, before you get to it, I feel like it's way easier now to just be like a quote unquote nobody and then become somebody, if that makes sense. Like, there's the internet, there's TikTok, there's challenges, there's so many different things. And Christian hip hop's become this such a broad thing. At the same time, you know, people will say stuff to you like, oh, that's easy for Michael to say because he's at the top, but you weren't always at the top. So what are your thoughts on it? I feel like in ways there's kind of like biases and like challenges and politics in a way, but I definitely see that there it's a lot less than it was before.
Yo, 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 it's your boy YJO with Enoch Flow Records, letting you know if you need beats, engineering, graphic design, website creation, Enoch Flow is the way to go. I'm gonna tell you why. Beats and engineering. All beats are produced by yours truly, exclusively with no leases. And I'll even throw engineering in there for you. Graphic design and website creation. Bring your next single, EP, or album artwork to life with DC Graphics, led by Damian Clinton, best graphic designer in the business. That's no cap. Get all these services and more only at Enoch Flow Records. Peace.
Politics in a way, but I definitely see that there it's a lot less than it was before.
Yeah, I mean, so when I speak about politics, because I definitely see I like pulled a few heartstrings when I said that, because everybody was going crazy on me, right, and not even tweeting me. They were just like, yo, the politics.
Right.
I think when I hear people be like, yo, I am not where I need to be because of politics, I think is a BS like excuse. I think it's just that can't be an excuse anymore. And what I mean by that is because I've been like intentionally held down before, like by prominent people who I'm now cool with. But when I was coming up, I literally couldn't get into certain things and certain rooms because someone was like, nah, this kid,
no,
don't. You know what I'm saying? That's, to me, that's politics.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I do not think there's politics in CHH like that no more. Mm-hmm. Could there be in a lower scale? 1,000,000%. Whoever does that is shady. But right, when it comes to people like me, Dill, Mowgli, John, Paris, RG, freaking Stephen Malcolm, Aaron Cole, like all these like tier one people, like nobody I've been in a room with has been like, yo, don't work with this person because blah, 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 blah. Bro, never. That the people that I've come up with have like nobody has had that kind of conversation. Right. If somebody in a place that's like not where we at has said, yo, nah, don't work with this person, that's insecurity, that's unacceptable, and that's not unity. You feel me? So if I'm not saying people don't experience this. What I'm saying is in reality it doesn't exist and it shouldn't exist. So we should have to differentiate politics and preference.
Yeah.
So here's what I mean by that. So here's what I mean by that. Mr. Darrell, I rock with you. I don't know you though.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody comes to me and is like, yo, we got one spot, opening spot left for the vinyl stage in Atlanta. Do you want to put Mitch Darrell or 350? I'm like, right, yo, put 350 because I know 350. You're like, you feel me? Yeah. It's not a slight to Mitch. It's not like, oh, I don't rock with Mitch. Nah. It's like, yo, I do life with, and I've met, and I personally know and walk with 350. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like if you like, that's like if you're if you are Mitch Darrell, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody's like, hey, I need a wedding photographer. Are you gonna pick some random dude that you met on the internet, or are you gonna pick your friend that you rock with? You're like, oh, this person could kill it.
That's
you
fact.
Know what I'm saying? That's not politics. That's preference. That's like, yo, I know this person. But the thing is where the reason why I tweeted that was because I felt like every, like, there's a couple people that are very loud that are like, I'm not where I gotta be because of this person and because of politics,
right?
Or because, no, they sleeping on me, they don't want me to be, fam. Nobody's sleeping on you. Nobody does not want you to be where you want to be, right? Bro. Like there's with us, I'm only speaking with us. Mm-hmm. With us, there's no crabs in a bucket mentality. You feel me? We're not trying to pull nobody down. Like, I'm all for the success, bro. I'm all for watching people go up. Like, I just hate when people are like, when they're on the come up and it's like, yo, I just dropped 4 songs and all of them only got 10,000 listens, bro. Yo, it's the politics, man. Like, nobody want to listen to me, bro. Like, right. Yo, they holding me down. Like, yo, Rapzilla fake. They only rock with blah, blah, blah. Yo, like, and it's like, yo, you're just bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And you're coming off very entitled. You're coming off like crazy. And you look wild doing it publicly because it's like, yo, who are you? No offense.
No,
but who are you?
Okay.
Who are you? Like, you can't sit here with 1,000 listeners and be like, yo, the world is sleeping on me. It's like, fam, yo, point like a third of a percent don't even know who you are.
You know what I mean? No,
and it's hard to say, but it's reality. It's like, yo, fam, like, the people that we rock with ain't nobody literally intentionally holding nobody down. So when I talk about politics, and when I said that tweet, it's inherently like, yo, nobody's out here like trying to stop somebody's bag. Like, right. Nobody's out here being like, yo, don't work with him. Like, no, you know, it's like, ain't nobody doing that no more. Like, they used to be, bro, back in the day, bro, that used to be the norm, bro. Like, you would have to know 8 different people to get on something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would have to, like if somebody didn't rock with you, bro, that whole camp didn't rock with you, right? Like, it was like, bro, back in the day, it was crazy. Like, when I was coming up, I'm not old, I'm only 26,
right?
When I came up in 2012, 2013, 2014, when it was like at the peak of like all that BS of like, oh, that kid's annoying, bro, don't work with him. Like, oh, this kid is odd, don't work with him. Like, nobody does that no more, bro. Like, nobody that I rock with or know has or does do that. That is not a thing anymore. Nothing. That's why I get mad when I'm like, when I tweet that stuff, it just goes over people's heads. Because
mm-hmm.
then, because all the tweets that I read was like, nah, yo, there is politics in here, yo, because my boy dropped his track last week and he only got 5,000 listens. Rapzilla ain't put him on. It's like, yo, just because you call yourself a Christian and you make music doesn't give you an automatic in to anything.
That's,
you feel me? Like, that doesn't work and in any other like form of music. Like, yeah. If I say I'm a hip-hop artist, you think I'm gonna get on the XXL freshman list immediately? No. There's cats that have been out for 10 plus years that just made it onto the freshman mm-hmm. list. Like, you feel me? Like, it's just, yeah, I just hate that mentality of entitlement and arrogance and like, oh nah, like, man, y'all just don't listen to what I make, man. Like, and it's like, and it screams insecurity.
Yeah.
Like, it just screams insecurity. It's just like, oh, well, man, I don't rock with y'all anyway. Like, it's like when a dude tries to holla at a girl.
Right.
She's like, I like. Oh. Like, he's like, girl, you ugly anyway. Like, it's like, you're insecure, bro. Like, right. You're insecure. All it is.
Nah, I feel you. I'm glad you kind of shed some light on it. Because people don't, you know, people that are just now starting out don't know how it used to be. And it definitely is an excuse, because like the time that you're using complaining about not having these listeners could be going into just working harder to get more, you know what I'm saying? Or it's a, you kind of gotta, if you are undeniably talented and good and making quality content regularly, you can't really,
it'll show. Like, it's exactly. Like people just like I said, bro, it stems from entitlement, bro. Everybody feels like there's somebody, man.
Right.
I get it. But that's just not reality. Like, this is not true.
Well, speaking of indie cats, so who are, do you have a list, or I know you rock with 350. Do you have any indie, like, up and coming artists that you're like, yo, like, these guys are next, or like, I really, you know.
Thank you for checking out yet another recap countdown video. I'm not going to waste any time with this because the Tribe is on the move. Yes. Indie Tribe is back, and they have released their Upper Hand project, which debuted as high as number 2 on all the streaming platforms, which is a good look for them, but it's also a good look for CHH and Christian hip-hop at large. Now, if you did not know, the newly reimagined Indie Tribe has formed with original members, No Big Deal, and also Mowgli the Iceberg, but welcoming in newcomers DJ Mike LV and also John Keith. Now, I normally wait about 3 or 4 days to start making my recap countdown video, but this is an emergency and I just cannot wait. Now, if this is your first time checking out a recap countdown video, really quickly, here's what I do. I take a look at my 5 favorite bars, my 4 favorite beats, my 3 favorite tracks, my 2 favorite features, and I round everything out with one final recap. But in this case, there aren't any feature artists on this project, so what I decided to do is show a little bit of love to DJ Mike LV and show my 2 favorite flexes on this project. And what I mean by flexes is when DJ Mike LV, either at the beginning or the end of the track, feels the need to let you guys know what the Indie Tribe is all about. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and get into this review.
5 bars.
Look, Holy Spirit on the speed dial. Hello? Probably still can spit a heater when I'm seen out. Harder than my demons, I got screw tape deep in D now. Me and Overdose just dropped the screw tape for the free now. Okay.
As long as there's breath in my lungs, it's all hell from Jesus. At 45 with the levers of 116, stop believing. If junkies never was dreaming, cause humble beasts was a season. We live as kings, commit treason. The tribe of village would eat them. I mean, leave them.
Ain't no turning back now. The whole community in it, and I ain't better let them down with the nonsense. I've been down real bad, but I'm alright quick. I've been laid out flat, but it's up now. I got prison stuck coming up my lips. It's a holy flesh where I'm at now.
Greedy. We playing chess and not checkers. I take your bishop like TD. He paint the picture in 3D and I put the beat in a DDT. Play it on BET. I get my praise to the DET. Came for the sick and my kids need the CDC speedily. They gotta put this on DVD. My stream of thought can't be bought with a streaming fee. Legally free to be free cause he freeing me. Feeling me, boy, I'm so cold they got heated like chimneys.
My dreams keep me up more than nightmares. In the flight fair, no, the devil don't fight fair. Ain't even sweating cause I ain't drinking a minute. I'm trying to kill the old me like Gemini Man. While fighting with my futures up, my life is tinted.
Now, lyrically, I really didn't know where to start when it came to covering this project, just because I can probably pick my 5 favorite bars off of each and every song on this project because it really is just that deep. But what I finally decided on were these 5 bars. So,
man, so there's people that I inherently rock with, but I'm gonna answer this question in not who I rock with, but who I'm seeing like come more of a thing,
right?
So there's groups, but like by groups, I don't mean like cliques, I mean like there's like it's like say high school, it's like freshman, sophomore, right, junior, senior.
Gotcha.
You feel me? So there's people that are coming up that I'm like, yo, in like 10 years,
right,
you're gonna be
fire.
You're gonna be out of here, bro. Gotcha. There's people that I'm like, yo, in a year, you keep going, bro, you out of here, bro. Like there's people like that. So there's this chick named Gabby Caldwell, fire. And her homie, I forgot his name, is Jay something. They're like a duo slash kind of separate. They're super fire. I rock with them. Definitely rock with 350, A3, Henrik, Jude Barclay, Alcott, Cole, what's his name? Coop. Somebody Coop.
Yep, he's fire.
Yeah, Coop is dope. Who else? There's a whole bunch of people. I'm trying to think.
I know one that you definitely agree with. My guy Bats. He's about
Oh yeah, Bats is great.
He is fire.
Bats, Swayze, like, you know what I'm saying? Bro, there's literally people that I'm just forgetting right now.
I had a couple written. So you already named Alkai. He's my homie. I love Portia Love a ton.
Bro, I know who she is. And I know she's popular, but I've never heard a song.
Really?
But I know I know she's popping though. Like,
right.
Like, oh, I see your name a lot and I see you a lot.
I think you would like her music, to be honest.
Yeah.
She makes dope music. My guy Q Flow. So I don't know if you saw the whole NCO thing that happened.
So I didn't know about that until recently. Mm-hmm. Because people thought I was trolling. I was like, yeah, what the hell is NCO?
Oh man.
And they're like, ah ha ha, stop playing. I'm like, they're like, oh, you're being famous.
They're like, no, for real.
I'm like, no, what is NCO? What are y'all talking about? And then right. Jake from the crew had to fill me in.
Gotcha.
And yeah, that's dope. The new Christian Order, that's dope. I know Q just did a little battle situation, like a rapping at us vibe.
Right.
That was fire. Mm. That's how you do it right. That's how you talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was dope. And I'm speaking to two out of the three that are in that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I spoke to all of them, but yeah, like people like NCO, cool, you know what I'm saying? Bro, there's more people that I'm just not remembering, dog. Oh, like Star Ringo. Mm-hmm. Man, there's so many people that are just going crazy right now, man. Like, and I feel like I'm sleeping on them too, like high key. Wolf is another one.
Nice.
Like, man, like people be like, nah, Wolf is like with y'all. He is, but he's not.
I thought like, he was.
That is not a lot of people would know about him.
Right.
But he be with us. So people are like, oh yeah, he's already over there. It's right. Like, he's actually our friend. Right. But music wise, like he's still like fairly like bubbling. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's like a little Uzi. Not music
right.
Like wise. But he's like a little Uzi. Like when Uzi was bubbling, it's like, oh, Uzi's popping.
Right.
It's just like, oh, when's he gonna drop that point that's gonna be like, oh snap. Like it's crazy.
So there's a ton of indie talent. And I feel like that, you know, there's no room for that mentality. Like we're fighting over the same fan, so I got to be better than you. Like there's a lot of artists and people got time to listen to a good amount of people. So it's like you can stand out without necessarily feeling like you got to,
who else? Scooty Wop,
Fire.
Big Breeze, dang.
God-fearing.
Never heard God-fearing.
Really? He's fire too.
Unfortunately. That's all I can think of right now, bro.
Nah, you're good. Nah, that's plenty. This is probably the last big question I got for you. I'll ask it this way. Let me ask it this way. Do you, and if so, why, take offense to being compared to DJ Khaled in any way? And the reason I say that is because to me, it makes some sense. Not necessarily to say you're the DJ Khaled of Christian hip hop, but more like you are similar in a way. And at least the way, if I say that, it is not coming off as like a diss. Like DJ Khaled is one of the most successful arrangers, producers, like DJ, anything, you know? Yeah. But I guess I know that you don't love being called that. So why is that?
Because people don't think like you, Mitch.
Right. Right.
So what I mean by that is like DJ Khaled used to be beat Novocaine back in the day.
Right.
Like DJ Khaled is literally like a legend. Mm-hmm. But when people say, oh, you look like DJ Khaled, it's just like, fam, why are you saying that?
I feel
like,
you.
Is it because I'm brown and I have a beard and I'm big and I DJ? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's or is it like, so I look at it like, are you looking at me like I'm a clown? Because they look at DJ Khaled like, oh, like, ah, oh, this guy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm like, I know that's where it stems from. And I'm just like, no, I'm not that. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, you just yell on records. Yo, you're the Christian DJ Khaled. And I'm just like, no. Like, that's just not, you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody was like, yo, man, DJ Khaled is one of the most blah, 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 blah. And then they actually know what's up, I'll be like, oh, that's a great compliment. Thank you so much. But when somebody, some white girl at a conference is like, yo, you remind me of DJ Khaled. I'm like, you look at me like I'm a clown.
And you think
I'm like here to entertain you. Like I'm in a cage. Like,
yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? I don't that. That's like something I'm just like, yo, fam, that's not me. That's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be like, stole the meeting. Like, that's just not... That's not me. So when people, like, it just depends on who says it that I get offended. Because whenever somebody says it online, I'm just like, I know you don't know enough about music history to actually mean.
Know what that
like,
means.
The good, like the good part of DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
I think you're just saying it because I'm a light-skinned dude with a beard who DJs and I'm big. Like, that's literally, like, the three things that are in their Venn diagram. Like, it's like, yo, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, you're hefty, beard, and you're like of a different descent. Oh my gosh, yo, you're DJ Khaled. It's like that's the conclusion every time. I'm like, that's pretty crappy. That's why I get offended because it just depends on who says it. Because it's people think it's a compliment, but I'm like, man, it's not. Because I'm like, DJ Khaled is dope and he's respected in the industry, but it's like Gen Z looks at DJ Khaled like the Snapchat dude,
yeah,
the, like mean the guy. Like, yo, like Drake, come on, man. I need you, Drake. Like it's funny and it's dope. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's his steez. Mm-hmm. He's getting his bag. But I know that when people talk to me like that, that's where it's coming from. Not that makes like sense. Not like the, oh, yo, you're a decorated executive producer. I respect you. You remind me of Khaled.
Right.
Bro, if somebody says to me, I'm like, yo, thank you so much. Appreciate you. But people don't say that. They're like, oh, my God, you remind me of DJ Khaled. I'm like, okay, well.
That's fair. Yeah, no, I didn't even think about it that way. No, I didn't. Because especially a lot of the younger kids, they'll hear like the Khaled album that just came out. So many people are like some of my friends who don't know rap that well, are like, what does he even do? Like, why is this his album? All he does is yell. I'm like, do you not know? Like, because they don't know.
Exactly.
So I feel you, bro. That's all I think I got for you, bro. I appreciate you doing this for me, man. Again, thank you to, you know, congrats to y'all for everything. That was the other thing I was going to bring up. The Rapzilla freshman event on, I think it's in a couple weeks. You're going to be at that, right?
You going?
Yes, sir. Yep. I'm going to be living in Atlanta for the next month.
Are you going to be in Atlanta for that whole week, basically?
So isn't the other event's like 2 weeks later, right?
Nah, the tribe event is like that.
That's that was weekend. The 30th, isn't it?
Oh, it is the 30th.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I thought it was like the same week because in my mind, I got so many shows back to back to back. Right. I'm like, oh, it's all in the same situation. It's all in the same week.
Nah, I'm going to be there with some friends for the Rapzilla event. I'm going to bounce back and then I'm going to be there again.
Who did that again?
What was that? Oh, I live in North Carolina, so I'm going to be driving, but.
Oh, you good then? Yeah. Drive from Virginia to Atlanta. So,
but so thank you. So shout out to Daryl from Bookkeeper who lets me do this show. I appreciate him, and I know he appreciates y'all doing this. Shout out to Erin Knight because she's the sweetest person ever. She DM'd me like maybe a month and a half ago. It was like, hey, like, would you be down to like interview Michael? And I was like, yeah, like what? So thank you to her.
She doesn't get enough credit. Man. She's sweet, but she's also fierce like a lion, bro.
I can tell.
But she's a lioness, man. She literally conquers everything she does. Mm-hmm. She is beyond amazing at what she does, and she's more than what she does.
Right.
And there's so many layers to her personality, man. Like you can't help but root for her, man. She's amazing in every single way, bro. Like,
so she definitely seems.
And shout out to BYOD and invite only everybody in that camp, man. They're amazing.
Facts. Last thing I'm gonna say, because I'd be stupid if I didn't say this, Dill is my favorite Christian hip hop artist. He's the reason I'm a Christian hip hop artist. And I tweeted like last week that someday I'm gonna have a song with him. I don't know how it's gonna happen, but it's gonna happen.
Let's see if he answers, bro. Let's see. All right. Come on, Dylan. Let's see if he answers. You're gonna blame you. Hey man, I'm riding my bike right now. Can't
right.
Come on, Dylan. Pick up the phone, man. And it's funny why he's not gonna pick up right now. And we hang up the joint. He's gonna pick up. He's gonna call me back. He's gonna be like, yo, what's up? Missed the opportunity.
I appreciate you even calling, bro.
Well, he didn't answer. He's a jerk.
I think God's gonna make it happen someday. Cause that'll be a full circle moment for me. But no, again, appreciate you. Love the addition of John Keith, by the way. That was something that I think people weren't sure about, but I was like, this makes
perfect sense. I take credit for it all. It was me. I did it. I'm the freaking best college recruiter in the world.
I'm dead. No, I think that was a perfect addition. Well, shout out to everybody. And tune in next time. And I will see y'all. Peace.
So what guys are on some of the wait by the
I've been watching it go from
no shield, no protector. If you send bullets, they gon' hit me.
Like,
yeah.
He had smoke.